So can you tell me a bit more about how you got interested in feminism and how you felt it changed the way you thought about your life at that time?
Yes. At that time, as well as becoming aware of feminism, there was, you know, all sorts of other things going on in the world that I was becoming more and more aware of. And a women's group started up in Orpington, because I'd become part of CND as well at that time. So CND was important in that the group of women from CND decided to set up a women's group. By this time, I had left Lewisham and was at home again, but became more and more... I always say that the peace movement found me rather than me finding it, because Greenham happened at that time as well, and our women's group became very involved with Greenham. But part of understanding about Greenham as well came from going to lectures and talks at St. James's Church in Piccadilly, where I heard of and knew of, because one of the women, Irene, the American woman, who I'd known at Lewisham, sent me, she had gone back by this time to the States with her little daughter, and she sent me books by somebody called Starhawk, which again was a feminist Christianity, well, not Christianity, but paganism, really. And I would go to St. James's Church and listen to lectures about various things. One of them was the rector talking and saying about the women at Greenham. And he was very much on their side that, you know, people should not condemn them for speaking out against cruise missiles being based there. And then at the same time, our women's group started in Orpington. So we would go down as Anne, who was the woman in from Lewisham again. She and I went down to visit them and realised that they needed dry clothes and blankets and anything. So we would go down every other week. We'd go down and give them dry clothes and food and come back and wash all that stuff, their stuff, and take it back down the following week. We did that for a while, and then the women's group became involved in that too. And we would go down and do night duty. The women from Orpington would do night duty down there. We'd go down once a week. Somebody would go, you know, each take it in turns to go down and do what Anne and I had been doing. So that was spread out a bit. And at that time as well, I was becoming more and more involved in the peace movement. And that was from Greenham as well. It was a whole politicising of me becoming more politically aware and more aware of feminism and different ways of looking at the world and war and poverty. It was a whole great blossoming of awareness. Full stop. Full stop.